You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com. Support for The Stranger comes from the Triple Door Musiquarium Lounge. Enjoy happy hour specials daily, set to the beat of a live band, Wednesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. To view the menu and calendar listings, visit thetripledoor.net.
Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist. My name is Megan Sealing.
My name is Ari Spool.
This is your weekly podcast of awesome bands from the Strangers Bands page playing awesome shows this weekend in Seattle.
So many good ones. As always, you guys are lucky.
It's true. Lucky. Seattle's a really good music scene, and I think the bands page proves
this. Is not fucking Tucson, man. You're lucky. This is good. We got so much. But the first band is not even playing in Seattle after all.
No, actually, they're playing, but they're from Seattle.
They're from Seattle.
They're playing the Viaduct, the All Ages Club down in Tacoma. I recently found a new home within the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
They've been booking some pretty great shows down there. Speaker is playing this weekend as well, I believe on Sunday night. But on Friday night at the Viaduct, They Come in Swarms is playing.
They got a lot of punk, a lot of metal, a lot of hardcore going on down there, which is awesome.
Like, and they're opening it up to some indie pop too, indie rock stuff, some, you know, like twee experimental stuff. But yeah, it's definitely metal hardcore specific right now, I think.
And who doesn't like that? Man, I was sitting in the cha-cha yesterday and they were playing some sort of metal and I was like, this is so relaxing.
Do you know what it was?
No. I have the record somewhere. I knew that I recognized it, but I couldn't remember what it was. But I was just like, thank God. Thank God that people still play metal.
They Come in Swarms should make your heart melt a little bit.
I'm psyched.
This song is called Erased.
Game.
it, baby. Why betray you? Why betray?
Leopards, the song is Terminal Boredom. That's a little switch up for you, going from the, you know, They Come in Swarms, metal riffic, fantasy blast, and then Cute Leopards, like, poppy new wave thing.
Set list. Throwing a curveball. Weird transition.
I know. We're really good at that. They're playing King Cobra Friday night with Electric Shadows and the Greatest Hits. And, you know, King Cobra is a great place to see a show. Still, yeah. Still pretty much a new club. But
they're... The Cute Leopards has Stevie Nicks from The Briefs in them.
Oh,
like,
right.
He's the singer of that band.
Right.
In them, in it, it's...
In, I know what you meant.
The plurality of bands. Man.
Everybody knew what you meant. Smart.
But they're super fun to see live because you just, like, jump around. I saw them at the Comet once and you just, like, kind of get up front and do that little, like, pogo,
right.
Like, punk rock jump and... Yeah,
you feel like you're at a show in like the mid-90s,
yeah, totally.
In like a pop punk scene. There's a little more new wave to it. But
when you jump up, you kind of like go from side to side and make like dolphin head.
I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, that's awful. That was an awful dolphin noise.
Let's go to the next song.
Yeah.
It's Andy Wirth. I'm a fan of this guy. It's very like lush, fun, poppy, bright, piano, like... Piano music via the 70s, like when Elton John, in the early Elton John days, not with his ballads so much, but you know, like Saturday Night All Right for Fighting, that like kind of rock and roll vibe. But they have a little more flower child attitude in it, I think. Like they're more hippie than rock and roll.
That's
I hope
fun.
They're not offended by that. But they're playing the High Dive on Saturday night with Young Sportsman and Love Like Fire. And I've yet to see him live, so I hope to make it out to that. Andy Wirth... it grows on me more and more, and I'm glad that he has a band's page. I think it's kind of new, so we should give him some love. This song is called Tower.
Never knew just what we wanted. Our heads were candy-colored grass. Teenagers getting laid. Keep a little tree. Harvesting eggs. And she is just a sparrow. Away from the nest. Away from the nest.
Growing up, I made
That was The Curious Mystery. That song's called Real Good Time. They're playing Hollow Earth Radio's Magma Festival, which is awesome. It's been going on all month. We've spotlighted a lot of the bands that are playing it on here because a lot of them have band pages. Right. They're all up on the internet and stuff.
Well, Hollow Earth is an internet radio station. It's true. So it only makes sense.
And that show's going to be amazing. It costs $7 and there's like 9 bands playing. And I think 9, including Calvin Johnson and Your Heartbreaks, who's performing for the first time that I've ever known about with a full band. And that band is Lake. They're standing in to be Your Heartbreaks band.
And then Lake is performing as well, right?
I don't know if they're performing on their own, but who cares?
Right.
There's so many. Not that I'm saying that Lake shouldn't perform on their own, but there's so much music that it's good either way.
The Pika Beats are there. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
I know, Pika Beats. Pillow make a band's fight. Page because we want to
play your songs.
We want to play your songs. Pillow Fight Fight, same goes for you. Before Curious Mystery was Destruction Island, Would It Kill You? They're playing Ground Zero, which is out in Bellevue, all ages venue out there, with Mega Sapien and Something About Airplanes and Renob Squad.
Okay, Something About Airplanes. Did you really have to name yourself after the first Death Cab record? Ooh. Have we gotten to that point? Like, is that what it's come to?
Makes me take a heavy sigh.
Yeah. But that's okay. I haven't heard them.
They're probably like
judge.
17, so that's like from their youth.
Right. Exactly.
They're like, when I was 11, I was super into this.
Right. But I do like that Destruction Island song. I haven't heard Something About Airplanes, so I shouldn't judge. I'm just saying, really?
Really?
Really? So Destruction Island, they have a couple more songs on there that you should check out too at thestranger.com/bands.
And we're going to go back to the Magma Festival and play another band that's playing at it. By the way, that is taking place at a warehouse in Ballard, and I don't remember the exact address, but it's not like a venue. It's kind of cool because it's a place where, if you think about it like poetically, a place where music has never been played before.
Oh,
I like to think
hard
about,
sell.
I like to think about things that way.
Nice.
So I don't know. But Snowman Plan is playing. We're gonna play one of their tracks,
right?
And I highly recommend that everyone make it out to that Ballard warehouse. You can find the address on our website. It's listed. If you just look up, it's listed under Ballard Warehouse as the venue in the calendar because the place has no name. They're just like, it's in a warehouse in Ballard. And I'm like, okay. Well, they do. So you can go ahead and look that up. And this is Snowman Plan.
That was Paris Spleen. The song is called The Gesture. They're playing Fusion Cafe. It's an all-age show, of course. Saturday night with Sea House and Lady Bird.
Lady Bird.
Fusion Cafe. They're clearly still going strong.
I know. Good for
Ben
them.
Funkhauser is still there, right? Is he still doing the booking?
Oh, yeah.
And then before that, of course, Snowman Plan playing the Magma Festival with Calvin Johnson also on Saturday night. It's going to be, there's a lot going on Saturday. It's going to be hard to decide where to go, but.
I know. It's always like that though. Honestly, you should just get a little scooter, a little Segway like the Meter Maids have and just try and zip around everything.
Collect a bunch of hand stamps and wristbands.
Yeah. Dude, I want to start taking pictures of my stamps. Like, you know, when you don't shower and then you get stamps over the old stamps.
No, I shower all the time.
Okay.
Well, I'm not dirty.
Dang it. anyways, I want to start taking pictures of all my stamps because I think it'd be funny.
You should just start getting them tattooed.
Just like every, at the venue.
Yeah, right.
Just like walk in and be like, actually, instead of that, can you just do it with this? And just give them a tattoo gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Maybe they'll let you in for free. Yeah. We should play the band of the week. It's the last song this week, as we always end the show. So, hey, thanks for listening. Yeah. And check out lineout.thestranger.com. Right. Check out lineout.thestranger.com. It'll tell you more about some of these bands. It'll tell you more about tons of other stuff happening.
National and local music news.
The drummer for Poison totally got arrested for rape.
For rape?
For possibly he had a warrant out for rape. So more about that is online now.
So wait, Brett Michaels is trying to find a woman on TV.
VH1.
Mm-hmm. And then
Ricky Rocket
allegedly just takes
him. Allegedly. but yeah, so all that news is up there. Axl Rose and his Dr. Pepper partnership weirdness
Everyone
is on
but
there.
Slash.
Tons of show reviews, all of that. So hey. Band of the week. That's just how we'll end it. World history. They sing songs about historical figures, and it's super cute, and I think they're great, and this is one of my favorites, and it's Maria Francesca, and so here you go.
Enjoy.
Bye.
In '77, she married Joe, the apparent heir to the Portuguese throne. 3 days later, her father died, and he was prince and she was queen, queen and wife. Her husband, her nephew, Joe, died. She lives on as the Princess of Brazil.